Well, good morning. Good morning. All right, that's better. I'm so glad that you're here to worship Jesus with us. If I haven't had the chance to meet you yet this morning, I'm Pastor Doug, and it's just a joy to be together with family, gathering together to worship Jesus and what He's done for us and who He is. We've been in this message series called Knowing God, and we've been looking at different character attributes of God so that we can not just know about God, but that we can know Him deeper and in a more personal way. And so sometimes when we look at the attributes of God and really reflect on them and learn more about them, they not only help us to understand more about God, but they drive us deeper into our personal relationship with God. Today we're going to be talking about the omnipresence of God. So the last couple of weeks we've talked about the holiness of God. We've talked about the omnipotence or the power of God. Last week we talked about the omniscience or the knowing part of God. Today we're going to talk about God's omnipresence. And as you can tell by the word, we're going to talk about God's presence in our life. So in order to start out this morning, I want to share a little illustration, a little joke that I've heard over the years to kind of illustrate a little bit how we understand or may understand the omnipresence of God. There was a thief who was eyeballing a house in a neighborhood for a while, and he finally decided to take the chance to go into the house and steal whatever he could. As he made his way into the house, he was able to disarm the alarm and look around a bit and kind of guess that nobody was home, that everything was good, that he was good to go. And as he made his way into the house, all of a sudden he heard a parrot squawk, "Jesus is watching you." And he stopped. And when he had realized that it was just a parrot, he kind of went on his way. He was a little surprised by it, but he kept going and his purpose to try to find things that he could steal, when all of a sudden he heard the parrot again say, "Jesus is watching you." After several times of hearing that, he just kind of ignored it and continued to go on. But his conscience was kind of bothering him. Here he's in the middle of his house trying to steal things, and this parrot is reminding him that Jesus is watching him. But as he makes his way through the house, he doesn't see or hear anybody, so he keeps going until he turns the corner and looks down the hallway and sees a big Rottweiler staring right at him. Within seconds after seeing the Rottweiler, he hears the parrot go, "Jesus, sick him." Sometimes we may think that God's presence is kind of like Jesus the dog. He's there, but not really there. And the only time we recognize His presence is when something bad happens. We don't really see Him. We assume He's not there. So we kind of go about our lives as business as usual. Sometimes we feel like God may be a watchdog, simply watching and waiting to attack us whenever we do something wrong. We often feel like God is distant, non-existent, or absent whenever we need Him. But what if God's presence is more than that? What if God's presence is actually meant to be different than that to us? What if being more aware of God's presence in our lives can lead us to a more joyful and better life? What if knowing God's presence in our life could help change and transform not only who we are, but the things that we do? What if God's presence would give us strength and energy or peace and comfort, not only just to make it through our day, but to be able to live our lives in a joyful way? Because that's actually what God's omnipresence is all about. God is not just a mean bully trying to ruin your life. He's there to love you, encourage you, and help you to grow in your faith. I think once we learn more about God's omnipresence, it helps us to understand that God is there to bless us and to deepen a relationship with us. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, David understood God's omnipresence and what it meant for his relationship with Him. Let's look at what he says about God in Psalm 139, verses 1 through, I think, 16. David says, "O Lord, You have examined my heart, and You know everything about me. You know when I sit or when I stand up. You know when my thoughts, even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say before I say it, Lord. You go before me and You follow me. You place Your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from Your Spirit. I can never get away from Your presence. If I go up to heaven, You are there. If I go down to the grave, You are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there Your hand will guide me and Your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in the darkness I cannot hide from You. To You the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to You. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank You for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. And every day of my life was recorded in Your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are Your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, You are still with me." David believes that no matter where he goes, God is not only there, but He's present in a way that is very personal and relational. So as we begin today, if you have an outline, you can follow along on there. We're going to start out with the hard part, the difficult part, the theological part of God's omnipresence. And once we look at that and what it means for us, we'll figure out a way that we can connect better into God's presence to help us deepen our relationship with Him. So let's start with a definition of omnipresence. Because it's more than just God being present. Omnipresence means that God is fully present at all times, in all places, to oversee and accomplish His will and His purpose. The omnipresence of God speaks of the fact that all of His attributes are all fully present at every moment, at every time, in all places, to maintain and to oversee and complete His will and His purposes. So let's break that up and look at it a little closer. If you're following along on your outline, the first one there is that God is not contained or restrained by time or space. Kind of a unique way to kind of think about this is that God is in another dimension or of another dimension. He doesn't live within the dimensions of creation. He is outside of that. He operates outside of and within creation. God created time, and therefore He is outside of time and within time at the same time. You get that? If you can wrap your head around that, you're way ahead of me. But that's the difficulty as we think about God's omnipresence. From God's perspective, He sees all of time at the same time. The past, the present, and the future are all in God's hands. God does not have spatial dimensions or limitations. God is a personal being that exists without size or dimension. God is a spiritual being that is not bound or constrained by time or by space. Now, there's a couple of things throughout history that we have to caution ourselves about as we think about God's omnipresence. The first is this, that God's omnipresence doesn't mean that God is in everything. Okay? That everything is God. So when we look at God's creation, the trees, the oceans, the lakes, the clouds, and all of those things, God is not those things, and He is not in those things. We don't worship those things as God. God is present among us and among His creation, but He is not part of His creation. God is present with His creation, but He is distinct from His creation. The second thing that we have to be careful about is to think that God is so distant that He created the world and wound it up like a clock and just kind of tossed it out into the universe, and that He's just letting things go as they go. That He's not involved in anything. But the Bible reveals that God sovereignly controls everything within His creation, and that He is with us at all time. He is involved in everything. As we just read David share everything about his life and how God had not only created him, but had ordained every day and knows everything about him and everything that is going to happen in his life. Secondly, we can know that omnipresence means that God is fully present everywhere. Again, that word fully is really important, because what it means is that God in His character is fully present in every place He goes. In other words, all of God and all of His character is in every place at every time. So, in other words, God is present everywhere, physically, emotionally, spiritually, in a way that you cannot get away from or hide from God. Again, David says that God knows his heart. Emotionally, He knows his mind. He knows everything. He can't hide from God there. God is present everywhere with everything that He is and has. Just to give you an illustration on that, maybe you can relate to this. There are many times when I'm riding around with my wife Nancy in the car, or maybe we're going for a walk, and she'll kind of look at me and go, "Over here, I'm over here." And that's her way of saying, "Hey, I recognize that you're with me and everything, and that's really good, but it would kind of be really good if you paid attention to me. That if you would actually focus on me and our relationship." And we can do the same thing to God, can't we? We kind of know He's there, but we don't really emotionally and spiritually connect with God's presence. God is fully present at all times, in every way. That means that at every moment in our life, that God is fully aware of everything that's going on in your mind and in your heart. He knows you. He knows everything about you, and He doesn't disengage or disconnect to focus on someone or something else. God is always fully aware and fully present of everything that's going on in your mind and in your heart, in and throughout every part of your day. You have God's full attention at every moment in life. God is fully present in every way. But God may also accomplish different things or have a different purpose in each and every place where He is present. He may be present in one place to punish. So in other words, when we talk about hell, hell is not a place where we are separated from God, where we are in a solitary confinement on our own, but hell is a place where God is present, fully present, to punish, to provide justice, to punish evil and sin. Or God may be present in another place at the same time to sustain or control an event to accomplish His purpose. God may also be present to bless, to encourage, to love, to guide, all of those things. As we read through the Bible, we know and see that most of the time when we see God's presence, it is to bless or to encourage or to guide. God is fully present with whatever you go or whatever you do. Think about it this way. Whenever God feels distant to us, it's not He that moved. As sinners, we wander. We wander in our mind, we wander in our heart, we wander in our life, we wander away from God. And at times when God feels distant, it's not that He moved, it's that we wandered. So the omnipresence of God has wonderful implications for us as believers. To know and to recognize His presence requires that we have faith. Let's look at a few ways that we must have faith in order to experience God's presence. So again, on your outline, knowing God deeper is to have faith in His proof. In His proof. In Hebrews 11, it talks about faith. And it says that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. God is real and He is present. And we must put our faith in His omnipresence even though we can't see Him or touch Him. God provided us proof in His existence and His presence in and through the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Jesus came here in the flesh. We must have faith in what the Bible tells us about the incarnation of Jesus. In Colossians 1, Paul says it this way, Jesus Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. Jesus Himself shared personal testimony that He was God in the flesh. And He proclaimed that He and the Father were one and the same. If you have seen Me, you have seen the Father. I and the Father are one. No one comes to the Father except through Me. Jesus clearly proclaimed that He was God in the flesh. We can also have faith in the personal testimonies of the disciples. Because they saw Jesus, they heard Jesus, they touched Jesus. John, who says and is kind of nicknamed the disciple that Jesus loved, says it this way in 1 John verse, chapter 1, verse 1. He says, "We proclaim to you the One who existed from the beginning, whom we have heard and seen. We saw Him with our own eyes and have touched Him with our hands. He is the Word of life." And John goes on to proclaim that He is God in the flesh. And Jesus Himself even proclaimed the omnipresence of God. When He gave us the Great Commission to go into all the world and share the gospel, He reminded us at the end, "And I am with you always, even to the end of the age," or "all throughout history and for the rest of time, I will always be with you." God is present with us, and He proved it through the incarnation of Jesus. And we have the testimony of God's Word, the testimony of the disciples who saw it, the people who heard Jesus, and we also have the testimony of the Spirit who works in our hearts and our lives today. Now it's up to us to have faith in the omnipresence of God. Secondly, knowing God deeper is to have faith in His promises. Because God's presence always comes with His promises. In the very beginning, when God adopted Israel as His spiritual family, He said this in Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, "Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will never fail you or abandon you." That's a promise for God's spiritual family, Israel, and it's a promise for us today as His spiritual family, that God will never leave us or forsake us. We must have faith that God's presence isn't just about Him being there. God's omnipresence isn't just about being there. It's not just about being someone who watches you. It's about being a God who cares and loves you so much that He's willing to be there to help you, to guide you, to direct you, and to do everything in and through Him. We read earlier that David said in verses 11 and 12, "I could ask the darkness to hide me, and the light around me to become like night. But even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you." I believe that David was talking more than just physical darkness. That David was talking about spiritual darkness, emotional darkness, and the things that happen in our life that cause us to feel lost and lonely. There are many of you here today who are in a dark place in your life. We all experience trials and difficulties in our life. We all go through the darkness, the valley of the shadow of death, as David says in Psalm 23. But we should fear no evil, for God is with us. His rod and His staff, they comfort us. Where are you at? What's the darkness, the difficulty, the trial, the circumstances that are going on in your life that has you struggling and wondering if God is near you, if God is there? We must have faith and believe that God is not only present in our lives, but He's present there to help us, to love us, to encourage us, to guide us, to direct us, and to give us anything that we need that can help us grow in our faith. That's what faith is all about. Where are you at? What darkness is going on in your life? Have faith and believe that God is there. David says in Psalm 46, "God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble." Not a help in trouble sometimes. Not a help in trouble when it feels like God is there. Not a help in trouble whenever we feel like God should be there. God is an ever-present help in trouble. He is always present. He is always the source of protection. God is always the source of strength for whatever it is that you're going through. We must have faith in the promises of an omnipresent God. Knowing God deeper is to have faith in His purpose. You see, part of placing your faith in God's promise to be present in your life is to help you to have faith in His purposes. Even in the midst of trials and difficulties, even in the midst of the dark times in your life, God has a purpose, and we must have faith in that purpose. Romans 8:28, Paul says it this way: "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Again, notice that in all things, in everything that is going on in your life, there is a purpose, and God is at work. God has a purpose for our difficulties and for our hardships. We must not view our trials and our difficulties like Jim Carrey, the character in the movie Bruce Almighty, who played Bruce, when he said, "God is just a mean kid with a magnifying glass, and I'm an ant. He could fix my life in 5 minutes if he wanted to, but he'd rather burn off my feelers and watch me squirm." You ever feel like that? It's okay to admit that. I feel like that sometimes. In trials and in difficulties, in the dark times of our life, it sometimes feels like that's what God's purpose is. But it's not. God's purpose for us in all of our trials and our difficulties is to know Him better. Listen to the way Paul says it in Philippians 2. Verses 12 and 13. He says, "Keep on working to complete your salvation with fear and trembling, because God is working in you to help you want to do and be able to do what pleases Him." You see, God is always at work in your heart, in your mind, and in your life to help you complete your salvation. And our salvation will not be totally complete until we get to heaven. Therefore, what God is saying is that He is going to be with us throughout the journey. And not only just be there with us, but He will be there to help us work out our salvation and to grow in our faith and trust in Him along the way. Now think about that purpose. Whenever you go through trials and difficulties in your life, reflect on that. That God means it for good. We live in a broken and sinful world, and yet God is with us, working in us to complete our salvation. He goes before us, He goes with us, and He is there already to help guide and direct us. When we reflect on the purposes of God's presence in our life, it ought to change our perspective. It ought to change our attitude. Think about that. When you're going through a difficult time, knowing that God has you right where He wants you, that He's going to help you, to guide you, that He has a purpose for that, and to work in you His salvation. We must have faith in the purposes of an omnipresent God. So, what do we do? How can we work at it? How can we increase our faith in God and understand and acknowledge His presence in our lives? Let me briefly share with you three things that you can do. First, experiencing God's presence more by asking for it. All throughout the Bible, Jesus says, hey, if you pray, if you just ask God that He will give you and meet your needs, take time to pray and ask God to reveal more of Himself to you. Ask Him to speak to you. Psalm 46, verse 10 says, to be still and know that I am God. So a lot of times we're not aware of God's presence in our life because we really don't take the time to be still and to know, to recognize His presence. We cannot know God and sense His presence unless we make the time commitment to be present with Him. Jeremiah 29:13 says it this way, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart. That's another one of God's promises. You want to know about God's presence? Well, if you seek me, you will find me. But how often do we take time to seek God? Be still and know that He is God. If we really want to know God and experience His presence in our life, we must pursue Him with all of our heart. We can experience God's presence more by becoming aware of it. Becoming aware of it. So in Genesis 28, there's a story of Jacob who has a dream. And in his dream, he dreams of a stairway to heaven. And he sees angels going up and down on that ladder to heaven. And when he wakes up from his dream, he says, surely God is in this place. And I was not aware of it. I think we do the same thing. As we go throughout our life, and at times we go, surely God is in this place, and I wasn't even aware of it. Well, so how can we change that? We can change that by taking time throughout our day to remind us of God's presence. Turn our attention to God as often as we can throughout our day. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. And that's simply having a conversation with God in everything that we do. The Bible says that whatever you do, whatever you do, work at it like you're working for the Lord and not for men. So throughout your day, as you're working, think to yourself how you can work for and serve God in whatever you're doing. You're connecting with God in His presence. So develop a habit throughout your day of acknowledging God. We can experience God's presence more by being connected. We talk about this all the time. God created us to live in community. It is in community that we can experience God's presence in a deeper way. When John proclaimed the reality of the presence of Christ, he also proclaimed the fellowship that they had with Jesus. And then he invited us to join in that fellowship. 1 John 1, verse 3, it says, we proclaim to you what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus himself promised that whenever two or more believers gather together, that he would be there among us. Somehow, some way, he said that because he has a special blessing whenever we gather for the purpose of worship and fellowship, that he will be there to bless, encourage, and guide. Connecting into community fellowship with other believers allows us to experience the presence of God in a way that enhances our awareness of God and helps us to grow in our faith. Life is tough. We all have trials, we all have struggles, we all have difficulties. The beauty of the doctrine and theology of God's omnipresence is that he never leaves us or forsakes us. That God is always present in our lives. So my question for all of you today is, do you want to experience joy in your life? The obvious answer to that is yes. And to know that we can have joy even in the midst of our trials and struggles. Because the Bible teaches us that joy comes from knowing God and experiencing His presence in our life. Again, if you read further, John proclaimed the reality of Jesus and what He did for us, and then he tells us why it's important. He says in 1 John 1 verse 4, I'm writing these things and sharing them with you so that you may fully share in our joy. You see, when we connect with the presence of God, He fills our life with joy. David shares that in Psalm 16, verse 11. He says, you fill me with joy in your presence. If you want joy in your life, even in the midst of trials and difficulties, then make a connection with God. He's there for you. We can know and experience God's presence if we just make a connection with Him. God is there for you. He loves you, and He has a great plan for your life. So ask for His presence, be more aware of His presence, and get connected into fellowship so that you can experience His presence. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank You for who You are and for all that You have done for us. We thank You that You are not a God who is distant, a God that just directs things from afar. We're so grateful that You were a God who loved and cared for us so much that You came here to dwell among us, to be there for us, and to eventually sacrifice Your life for us. Help us to not only know that, but know it in a way that we can experience Your presence and have a deep relationship with You. God, we thank You for Your Spirit. We ask that You would guide and direct our hearts and minds to be recognize Your presence in our lives, to acknowledge it, and to use it, Lord, to go deeper in our relationship with You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.